Second day of the 2013 Lincolnshire Show has arrived. We are here. We are, of course, being Alex Leftuke and...
Katie Grimerson.
And...
Ed Wellman.
And if you think we've forgotten our tweeters and correspondents, we haven't. They're still actually sort of making their own way around. Laura Beresford, Oliver Dyson and Ben Steele, of course. We're actually almost neighbours with the Women in Rural Enterprise section, Ed, and one of our soon-to-be studio guests has a little base here.
That's right. We're looking forward to chatting to Hannah Sylvester this morning, Hannah being the district herbalist, and we chatted to her last time, I do believe, before Lincoln Inspired, when she was organising a walk around the Cathedral Quarter to look at all of the things that were growing around and about. So looking forward to meeting Hannah later.
This is the great thing about the midweek drive on location for both Siren 107.3 FM and Southside Broadcasting. Of course, you can actually follow these folk through. It's a bit like a narrative, a bit like a tale, isn't it, Katie?
It is indeed.
It's a bit of a sad day today, of course, Katie, because you're back to Birmingham after this, and we won't see you again till September.
Yes, I am back to Birmingham tomorrow. It's been a great 2 days in Lincoln, experiencing something different and countryside of Lincolnshire.
You scored day one at 9 out of 10. Do you think we can go for a 10 out of 10 today?
I think so, yeah.
And as I say, you obviously will be listening to us. You'll be telephonically connecting with us. You'll be on the cone zone, no doubt. So it's not the end of Katie Grimerson. It's just the beginning, really.
Of course. And I'll be back on Siren in September.
So we did talk about why are women in rural enterprise. Ed, of course, was present at the Lincoln Inspired Women in Rural Enterprise event. I wasn't going to that one, even though I did wear the tutu yesterday.
Yes. I mean, that was a couple of months ago, I think, now, wasn't it?
It was, part of Lincoln Inspired. But we're delighted now to speak to Lorraine Bellis, yes, from Women in Rural Enterprise, and, of course, Sandra Bird from the same thing. Talk to us, Lorraine, about why are women in rural enterprise.
It's a national organisation, been going for quite some time, and was originally conceived because of the diversification of farms, created to support farmers' wives originally as they were setting up small independent businesses, but has moved out into the wider community and now works with independent women like us who are trying to run small businesses who come together to give each other support.
You mentioned the D word there, of course, diversification, something which in the aftermath of foot and mouth became crucial to the farming industry and so on. And we've seen some fantastic examples as we've covered the shows over the years, from the Great Yorkshire through the Newark and Notts, now, of course, the Nottinghamshire show. It just proves, obviously, women can do it for themselves in every sense of the word.
Well, I think that's been proven over time. Women do all sorts of things. And this has just been another thing that women have turned their hand to. Farmers' wives have been the inspiration behind it and created the support mechanism. But now you've got a huge number of women running small businesses all over the country. And this organisation has helped to give them the support they need.
Sandra, acupuncture.
Yes.
I sort of know about acupressure, which is a sort of variation of that, acupuncture in its whole setup. How did you get involved with acupuncture as an operating line?
I got interested in acupuncture through having treatment myself and experiencing a dramatic improvement in my own health. I had been put on a waiting list to have a hip replacement and told that I would be having surgery within 2 years. A friend suggested that I try acupuncture. I did. I noticed a huge difference in the reduction in the pain after one treatment. And by the time I had had a course of 8 to 10 treatments, I had full range of movement back on my hips, which resulted in me being able to go to my next appointment with the consultant and say to him, please take me off the waiting list because I'm not going to have surgery. From there, I was sort of working on reception in an acupuncture clinic, without knowing what people were having treatment for, saw what a difference it made to them, got more and more interested, read more and more, discovered that you could study it at Lincoln University.
Fine place, fine institution.
Absolutely.
20 odd years.
And it's a wonderful course at Lincoln. And so that was it, a 3-year degree study, and I've had my own practice in Lincoln for 3 years now, so...
Memory serves, you might have had some of the sessions in the main building there, which is just next door to my office there. Strange, really, but there we are. Obviously destined to come together.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, Ed, clearly we're waiting for the district herbalist as well, part of the rest of the team here who's going to be joining us in the Siren Studios. But questions for either Lorraine or Sandra at this stage?
Yeah, more generally about rural enterprises in Lincolnshire. I mean, are they in good fettle? Are we in a good place? And how do you see the future for the rural communities across the county?
Lorraine.
That's an interesting question. Lincolnshire is a very big county, and it has a huge mix of industry, businesses and enterprise. Each part of the county has its own particular issues. The north end of the county being probably the population being the most spread is the most difficult to reach. I think the problem for women specifically is where do they go to get the encouragement they need to get off the ground to begin with? And I think that that's one of the biggest challenges that as an organisation we face.
I'll bring in Katie here, because Katie, you wanted to promote the fact that in a few days' time it's
International Scoliosis Awareness Day on the 29th.
Okay, and just for the benefit of us who might not appreciate what scoliosis is, it is?
Curvature of the spine.
Okay. Is that something, Sandra, that acupuncture can also help with?
Obviously acupuncture can't correct the curvature of the spine, but it can help with a lot of the issues that are related to scoliosis. I have helped people previously with issues that they have through having the scoliosis.
Katie?
Is that with like a lot of back pain? Because it does cause a lot of back pain, doesn't it? Yeah.
Back pain is one of the biggest things that people think of having acupuncture for. Acupuncture is actually recommended by NICE guidelines in certain circumstances for back pain. It does help. But there are other symptoms as well that can be helped.
And a plug for your colleague who has cunningly sort of stayed in the background here and said, no, you should actually interview all sorts of things, etc. We need to have a few words here because I think it's part of the team that's actually there. I haven't quite finished with you, Lorraine, yet, so don't rush away too much. Emma, the Live Well group, share with us, what's it all about?
Hello, I offer natural aloe vera and beehive-based products that can help people with a range of conditions, so everything from IBS to eczema to it's just a natural health tonic.
And it always makes you smile because you say aloe vera, you think aloe mate, but it's an old one.
Well, it's an ancient plant that helps with all sorts of things, and most people have heard of it in relation to sunburn, but it does an awful lot more than that.
Very much so. Okay, back briefly to Lorraine. Folk who are listening to this as a podcast, the show will have actually finished now, 2013. I know time travel, it's amazing. How can people get in touch with Women in Rural Enterprise?
They need to come to our website. There's a main national website, which is wire.org.uk. And we have a group here in Lincoln that actually meets monthly at the Epic Centre on the showground, which we'd love to see anybody who wants to drop in. Second Monday of the month, 10 till 12. We also have a website, which is Wire.
It's wirelincoln.co.uk.
And I have to ask the question, when Peter Kerr was obviously down from Scotland talking to Women in Rural Enterprise and Ed was let in...
Yes, that's right. It's just all fallen into place in my mind how I have been at a Women in Rural Enterprise event. I was trying to work it out. And, of course, it was here, just over there,
that's
in fact.
Right.
That's the one, yeah. Yes. And it was
did
the
he
last
behave day. Himself?
Who behaved
Ed
himself?
Ed and Peter.
Yeah, they were both very charming.
That's all right, then. Just sort of sorted that thing, because I know when the line went, it was a women only, I thought, well, that's me sorted out completely. Ladies, many thanks indeed. We'll be speaking, as I say, to the district herbalist later, and we'll catch up with you, I'm sure, in
thank
the near future.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Okay, we have made it to the food area. I know yesterday we were diverted on all sorts of other areas here, but I always believe in a healthy start to the day, Katie. What about yourself?
Oh, I love my healthy eating.
Exactly. And with respect to health eating, we can't get finer than a fruit breakfast. We're delighted to speak now to...
Richard Schofield from Feeling Fruity.
Richard, Feeling Fruity, talk to us about this and why you've got this array of superlative material here.
Well, we wanted to bring a 100% healthy product to the people of the Lincolnshire Show, as we do other shows. Basically, what we do is we cut loads of different fruits up, about 8 different fruits, all the melons, strawberries, kiwi fruit, pineapple, and we chop it all up, and the customers who come to us are allowed to choose whatever fruits they wish on a lovely kebab stick, or we have it in a cup for
It's okay. I get the general feeling. It's superb. Katie, thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I love healthy eating, so I think it's good that this is at the Lincolnshire Show.
Yes, this is our second year here, and we're going to be here for a lot more years. So do come down and see us, and like I say, eat 100% healthy.
Now, there are folk who will be listening to this because it's a podcast, we'll be going out on various other zones, so I think, gosh, I wish I could actually do that. Will you be at the Great Yorkshire Show? What other shows will you be heading to?
Our shows that we are attending a big show next week in Lincolnshire. That's the Brocklesby Show. We'll be there. We'll also be at the Heckington Show, and also the Reesby Show.
Excellent. And is there a web address that people can actually find out where you're heading from? Have you got that as yet?
No, I'm afraid not, but we do have a Facebook page. All you need to do is type in Feeling Fruity and you'll find us.
Well, I think we should like you. Now, Katie, as you can tell, fine lass from Birmingham. This is her first ever Lincolnshire Show. What would you recommend she should try? I just thought you've had a tasting thing here. Do you think that sets up for this? Also, a little quick acknowledgement for the young colleague you've actually got doing all sorts of things there. Can we have a name check here?
Yes, his name's Reese, and at the moment he's cutting up strawberries for me.
Good morning, Reese.
Morning.
Good. There we are. Sorted it. Yes. Great stuff there. Okay. So again, what do you think Katie deserves today so far?
Well, I think Katie should go for strawberries because that's everybody's favourite. Kiwi fruit is always very sweet, as we know, and we, like I say, we do sell three types of melon, and that is very, very refreshing.
So do you think we should actually have a trial tasting here? Are you up for that, Katie?
Yeah.
What do you think? Shall I pay for this early in the morning?
Help yourself, Katie.
There you go. Off you go. We'll sort of work through that.
It's delicious. Very breakfast for me.
Delicious and almost the perfect breakfast. Well, actually, the perfect breakfast.
Yes, of course. And like we say, 100% healthy, nothing added. Please do come down and see us and eat healthy.